When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, CJ, I want to start with the Chris Sale stuff. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of taking a breather between games yesterday, and I kind of sit down, and all of a sudden there's a push notification on my phone that Chris Sale is having back spasms. I thought I was getting pumped for a minute. I was like, there is no way that this is actually real in the most make-or-break game of the season. But it just kind of goes along the lines with what the Braves have been. What was your reaction to that news?
Same, and we got it probably around the same time that you did, right? When the game was over, we all made the assumption that Chris Sale was going to be throwing game two. Turns out not to be the case. Understand why they didn't want that information out there any earlier than that. But it was pretty deflating and concerning, quite honestly, just because you start to look at the staff and where they are and the work that they had done, not only in game one, but also the day before. And wondering what would they have available, how would they be able to handle this absolute must-win game. The flip side of that was you felt like, well, the New York Mets probably don't want to win this game, quite honestly, because if they win it, they're going to San Diego. And they very much wanted to go back to Milwaukee. So from that standpoint, not that they're going to lay down and not try, but the one kind of saving grace, I think, when we got that news was, well, we're pretty confident the New York Mets are not going to put much of an effort here going forward. And they kind of did at times. It wasn't like, again, like they just laid down. But it was concerning, and it was deflating for a moment. But the Braves, once again, found a way to overcome some bad news.
That's what I wanted to ask, because you used the word deflating. But how was this team then able to get it together and then get, you know, a win that they had to have?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on in the clubhouse at the time, but just kind of being around these guys and watching the way that they have reacted to all the bad news that they've gotten throughout the season. You just kind of take your hits and you keep on moving forward. And I think athletes are pretty good at that. They're pretty good at compartmentalizing things. They understand how difficult it is even to get put in the position that they're in, the climb to get there for each individual guy and then for your entire team. And this is how most athletes are built. It's something happens and you move on. I feel like I've noticed it like post-career in my life, because you go through all of that, so many different ups and downs, so many different things that happen, that something else happens, you're just like, all right, we're going to move on to the next thing. It's not ideal, but they're not going to sit there and look at each other and be worried and be scared and thinking that they can't win. You just roll forward because there's still so many good players in that clubhouse, of course, that believe in each other, and I'm sure that's how they reacted.
Yeah, I got so many questions I want to ask you, CJ, but the first one I'll finish up real quick before we move on to the Padres series is about game two. And, you know, y'all just talked about how hard it was to move on, but, you know, there's that moment in the dugout where, you know, the Eddie Perez moment with Marcelo Ozuna, and I think it's in between innings where he kind of talks to him and it looks stern, and then they're interviewed after the game and he says, you know, Eddie says he told Marcel to you know, they needed him and not to be selfish and go get a hit because they win if he gets a hit. How important is that with guys like Eddie Perez and his relationship and knowing your players? It seems like this coaching staff just know, includes from Snitker all the way down, they just know how to push the right buttons with these guys.
Yeah, and I think it's why you've seen coaching staffs grow as much as they have, because the game has changed in that regard. And there's always value to having mentors around or people that are above you that you trust, that you know their motives are pure, and they're just there for you. And they want to see you get better. They want to see you help the team. They want to see you improve in a moment that maybe needs some attention. And so they've done a really good job of putting this group together to make sure that, at least in September, the 28 guys that you have on the active roster should all have somebody. That's why we see multiple pitching coaches. That's why bullpen coaches have become more like a second pitching coach. Because as good as any coach is in the game, chances are he is not going to be the best coach for 28 players. Or in the case of splitting the roster in half for your pitchers and your hitters, that one pitching coach is going to be perfect for all 14. And certainly the same thing on the hitting side. Hitting coaches are getting so deep around the game. Most teams have three these days. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important to be able to have the different voices, to be able to develop the relationships with the different players. So when the moments matter, and obviously yesterday was a big one, that the guy that recognizes when something needs to be said says it at the right time to the right guy, and it's well received, and then he reacts accordingly.
Braves analyst CJ Nitkowski joining us here on the morning shift. CJ, before we move on to the Padres series, we got to bring up Spencer Schwellenbach, and I think we've kind of talked about his demeanor. We've had John Smoltz on the show, and you talk about how he doesn't seem to get rattled, but I want to talk more about the actual movement, the velocity, the things he is doing off the mound that keep hitters off balance. What have you seen in his large repertoire that has allowed him to be successful this early in his career?
Yeah, this kid's really special. Because of that part, you're absolutely right on the mental side, but then also who he is physically and what he is capable of doing. I mean, it has been really fun to watch him make adjustments as the year has gone on, and that's the thing, right? As a young player, you get to the major leagues and you got to find out and you test and whether or not your stuff's going to play. And then in the case of Spencer Schwellenbach, you know, his first two starts kind of went okay. Remember, the Braves were really starved to figure out who was going to be the fifth starter. And he let up three runs in his first start and took a loss against the Nationals. And then he let up six in his next one after that against the Boston Red Sox, right? So he's 0-2, 9 earned runs over 9 2/3 to start his career. It didn't look that pretty. And I wondered a little bit, I'm like, oh, maybe he's not ready. Didn't have a lot under his belt as far as minor league innings went. And he pivoted, right? He made some adjustments to his repertoire. He added this two-seam fastball. You mentioned the velocity, and it is really good. He sits at 96 miles an hour. It's fourth highest of qualified starting rookies in the game. Like, everyone talks about Paul Skenes, and they should. He's special. But Spencer Schwellenbach, when it comes to strictly his velocity alone, is one of the best rookies in the game. Of course, the performance has followed as well. The fact that he's got a couple different breaking balls in the slider and the curveball, they are both really good. His cutter at times yesterday, we saw it in the mid-90s. It usually would sit 92, 93, probably a little bit of extra adrenaline that he had going, even though you don't see it on the outside. It certainly does exist on the inside to some degree. And then he's got this split that he uses. Essentially, that's his changeup in his split finger. And it's not necessarily one of these big, huge, kind of forkball-looking splits. It's a good one to keep hitters off balance. That had been a really good pitch for him as well. But it's the depth of the repertoire that I talked about. One thing I noticed yesterday when I was researching and getting ready, sometimes I'll look not just at the pitches, but how you use them and what counts. And if you think about a 3-2 count in the major leagues, more often than not, you're thinking, what, maybe 75% you're going to get a fastball. We've seen those numbers come down a little bit as pitchers use more and more off speed. With Spencer Schwellenbach, he has five different pitches this year that he has used in a 3-2 count at least 10% of the time. Like, that's absurd, right? For a young kid who's just trying to find his way in the big leagues, his willingness to throw in the hugest count that you have there where you're trying not to walk a guy, that he's willing to use five different pitches in those spots to big league hitters at a pretty high frequency is one of those things that just caught my attention of how special this guy is.
All right, I know you've been up all morning scouring the internet because I've seen your tweets of trying to figure out who's going to start. I wish we could just start Schwellenbach again, honestly, based on everything you've told me, everything I've seen. But where do you go? Because I am torn with the You know, Ian Anderson, I've watched CJ, obviously, as you have too, pitch in the postseason. He's been phenomenal in his postseason career, but we haven't seen him all year. We haven't seen him in, what, since 22, and you got to use an option. Am I wrong that I would say, you know what, throw out A.J. Smith-Shawver because it's that, hey, I've never – it's that young kid, you don't know what you're really stepping into, and the velocity against a lineup like this? Or is do you think Bryce Elder will be more of the play?
It's one of the three, I got to believe. And they worked through that. They said they were going to work through it on the airplane last night, that long flight that they had to San Diego. I don't know who it's going to be, but I do think you bring up a pretty good point about AJ, especially when you – I mean, each guy's different, right? There's something different about each guy when you mention those three, right? With Elder, there's experience of big games. He's pitched a lot of big games for the Braves in recent years. He was an all-star last year. I know he had a rough second half, and even this year at times. I know it wasn't as consistent as he wanted it to be, but there were some times where he had some really good games. You know who he is, and thinking about that sinker and how does that match up against the San Diego Padres. With AJ, yes, you get some velocity. You get some live stuff. You get a little bit of that edge, right? He's got that big arm, young guy, football mentality edge to him that you like. Somewhat similar to Schwellenbach, maybe not quite as polished, but it's there. And I think he's going to be an impact guy here potentially next year. Would you want to give him that start? And, of course, with Ian Anderson having done it in the postseason, as you mentioned, and he's got the great changeup. And they're all different, right? They're all different in how they pitch. They're all probably built a little bit differently in how they look at it. And that's all part of the conversation. And then where are they right now? How have they looked? Becomes part of it as well. So we'll find out here soon enough. I think AJ is a good guess, but I think I could see all three of them getting their name put in there, and we roll with it. So we will see. But and who knows? You could activate two of them if you need to. And perhaps, you know, Chris Sale's off the roster. That gives you another spot, and then you have that opportunity to piggyback guys where you might be asking any of them, say, I want you to go through the lineup one time. You're going to face nine guys or so, and then the next guy's going to do it, and you try to piecemeal this thing together, which would be amazing. But why wouldn't it happen the way that this season has gone?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finishing up here with CJ Nikowski, obviously the start of a massive series, playoff series tonight with the Padres. You mentioned during the broadcast last night, CJ, that the Padres, to you, are probably the odds-on favorite to win the World Series, man. They've been scorchingly hot the second half. It looks like you're going to match up against King, Musgrove, and Dylan Cease. What should Braves fans look at in terms of these pitching matchups over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, big picture, they're probably the most complete team in the big leagues. Everyone has their strengths. Everyone has their questions. But they could also get bounced in the first round. I mean, that's just the reality of our game, which is really nice about this postseason in particular. There are no juggernauts. There's some good teams for sure. There's some question marks. But there is no team that you look at and you say, man, how are we going to beat that team? But if there was one, it would be the San Diego Padres. And same thing, like I just mentioned, we talked about the three guys that might get the start for the Braves. Michael King, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease, all different looks. And we saw the really good version of Dylan Cease earlier this year when we were in San Diego. And he has been great. A couple of bumps in the road for him as well. But when he is on, he is as dominant as anybody in the game. He is a legitimate, true, top-of-the-rotation, ace kind of pitcher. They also have Yu Darvish back, who I know is 38 years old at this point and probably won't make a start in this series. I think you're right on King, Musgrove, and Cease being the three guys that we see. But all of them a little bit different. Michael King has really emerged coming over from the Yankees in the offseason in a trade. They like him a lot. They're all going to be a challenge for what it's worth. And, you know, you're going to see all righties. You take that for what it's worth as well, but it's a good bullpen. So the issue you run into with them, and I talk to Mike Schilt every week on my XM radio show, he's been fun for him to manage this bullpen because he has so many options, and they run really deep. So what does that mean? That means that you don't have to push your starters too hard to win games. I mean, you will if a guy is locked in, but it becomes problematic because there is a lot of big arms on the back end with Robert Suarez and Tanner Scott, who they picked up, Jason Adams they trade for as well. Estrada was this unbelievable waiver claim from last year that has worked out to be really strong for them. So they have a very aggressive general manager in A.J. Preller, and so there have been some turnover with this roster again. But on the pitching side, they're problematic. There's no two ways about it. It feels like there'll be close games that the Braves will have to win.
We appreciate the great insights CJ had a game one of the Wild Card Series tonight. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to talk with you guys.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.